one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti, back after a week's absence. Thanks for being with us tonight. We're going to continue our look back at the 2012 USL season and a preview of what's going on at the MISL and also what's coming up in next year, 2013, with the man in charge of the USL, President Tim Holt, will be joining us. And also having with us will be the principal owner of the Rochester Lancers, and he's healthy now and very happy to be coming on the show tonight. Soccer Sam Fantuzzo will be joining us, and we'll also get you caught up on all the latest news and commentary from the world of soccer with Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Sam Monjovi will hopefully join us a little bit later, but right now let's bring in Lancers Hall of Famer Joe Redcard Sirianni.
Good evening, Andrew, and first of all, welcome back. You know that we missed you.
Thank you.
We missed you last week, and I know that if Juventus would have won, I would have told everybody that you were in mourning and you didn't show up. But fortunately for both of us, they tied. So it was a great game. And how did you see that game?
How did I see it? I saw it through rose-colored glasses. But no, it was a great match. Two of the best teams in the world, and you wouldn't expect anything less. I know that the Chelsea faithful and the Chelsea management was not happy with the result. Roman Abramovich, the owner of Chelsea, the man with all the cash, he was attended the practice the next day, and he let the team know in no uncertain terms he was unhappy with the fact they lost a 2-0 lead at home and only picked up 1 point. So, and when they say money talks. And he's got a lot of money to talk with.
Well, I'm sure that, the first half, I give a lot of reason for being, because I think that Chelsea was the better team in the first half. But in the second half, they kind of, Juventus kind of control a little bit more the midfield. And if you look at the Juventus performance, they marked Pirlo man-to-man, and they took him out of the game completely. So that was the scheme that they used, but they were better.
It was a great match. And Oscar, boy, he's 20 years old, and took a deflection, but that second goal was brilliant.
No, the second goal, the way he turned around and the way he kicked that ball, Buffon had no chance.
But you got to give Juventus credit. Arturo Vidal, who was injured in the first half, he scored a goal which put Juventus back into the match. You know what they say, I keep repeating it, 2-0 is the most dangerous lead in soccer, and it's proven again. And Quagliarella with a beautiful through ball, and it was one-on-one with Cech, and he put it right through his legs to tie the match, and both teams get a point.
Consequently, Quagliarella scored another 2 goals this weekend. So
how about that?
He's on a roll. So,
it was great. We're going to talk a lot about the European Championships with Dick Howard. A lot of interesting matchups. I'll tell you, Barcelona was in big trouble, and then Mr. Messi took the game over, and they got their 3 points over Spartak Moscow. But it was definitely in doubt playing at home. They nearly was a huge surprise. But what I want to mention first of all, I want to say best of luck and best wishes to former U.S. Women's National Team coach Pia Sundhage. She coached her last match over past this past week against Australia, and they won. The U.S. won 6-2, and a great fitting send off to Pia, and she'll be very likely the next coach of Sweden, who will be hosting the European Championships next year, and it's definitely a big event happening in Sweden. And PM has been, this has been her dream ever since she was a player for Sweden in the World Cup and in the national team, many, many appearances, and now she's going to be, it's not official yet, but it's pretty much
assured. It's been announced. I think it's been announced. The reality of the things, I wonder what would happen if the United States qualified, they got to play against Sweden. You know, she knows all the players. She knows everything about the team, and but let's talk about who do you think the next coach is going to be and when they're going to announce it.
Well, the U.S. does not have any meaningful matches to play for a fair amount of time. Next year, there's really no national team other than, you know, the Algarve Cup, which they played every year, but it's really a friendly tournament.
But they got two more games coming up.
Yes, they're going to. It's going to be the one of the assistants is going to be the head coach for those matches, but there's not going to be an official. I've not heard any timeline for an official announcement. I think there's going to be a lot of intrigue, a lot of interviews. A lot of people are going to be very interested. I mean, who wouldn't want to coach the best team in the world with the talent that we have? It's got to be one of the more, well, since they're simple, it's going to be about management of egos more than anything
else.
One
of the things that I see happening that whoever's going to get the, you know, to be the coach of the team, is going to inherit a good squad, but for the long run, whoever takes up the team's got to play for the future. And some of those players that we know very well, you know, like the Abby Wambach and all the Lapone, you know, they little by little they have to go away. Not, I don't mean that in a bad sense, because they got to make room for the new generation of soccer player. And the under 21 is doing very, very good.
That's right.
The under 18 is doing good too. Well,
the under 17 is competing in the World Cup right now in I believe it's Uzbekistan or Kazakhstan or
Kazakhstan.
One of those stands. Kyrgyzstan.
I wonder why they
drew their first match.
Far away.
Well, they spread it around. So the U.S. tied France in their first match, and they're going to be playing against Gambia, I believe.
And Canada tied too. So we got to ask Dick about that, the Canada national team and the junior teams. And
so these are the young girls, of course, and they're going to play Gambia in their second match. That's going to be – it's in Azerbaijan, actually, the tournament, in the Dalga Arena, and it's going to be at 8 a.m. tomorrow. So if you're not working tomorrow and you can get up and watch the match, it's going to be streamed on ESPN3. So that'll be we've already had the U.S. women win the Olympics. The under-20s won the World Cup. So now this is looking for the sweep here. And you think about names for the national team coach. Here, I'll throw out a name. Steve Swanson, the coach of the under-20s, as a good possibility, I think, because, you know, like you said, Joe, the players that are on that under-20 team, the next step is for them to come to the national team.
What about their alliance? I mean, just
that's an interesting decision. I think that they do they want to hire a U.S. citizen to be the coach, or do they want to hire a foreign coach?
Certainly, they're going to have to hire a coach that has the experience with women. You know,
well, that's what I was saying. Steve Swanson, I think, would certainly be one of those coaches. He won the World Cup with the under-20s, and those are the players that will be – a lot of those players eventually will be playing in the 2015 World Cup in Canada. So that's one possibility. But, you know, who knows? I mean, there might be other coaches. Maybe a men's coach might be interested in stepping over to the women's side.
I don't think so. Tony DiCicco, he did well with them. But after a while, he stepped out. And,
don't forget,
you know,
the Japanese coach is a man. The French coach is also male.
And the Australian coach, too.
Right. So it doesn't matter the gender. I think it's a matter of someone who's a great man manager. And, you know, what about Dave Sarokin? I mean, talk about somebody who has experience. And
definitely.
So it's going to be something that we'll be watching over the next number of weeks. But I think it's going to take a long time, I think, to make that decision. But That's something certainly to watch. U.S. is going to be playing against Germany, a team that certainly fell flat in its face in the World Cup and consequently missed the Olympic Games because of that. So the Germans really need to get their act together, especially with the European Championships coming up next year. So
do the Italians, by the way.
Well, the Italians are sort of the second level of European women's sides, but they're certainly on the up and up. They're up and coming, and in order for them to compete against the Englands and the Frances and the Swedens, they're going to have to continue to improve. And
well, they have an established league over there that they're playing, you know, sponsored by, you know, the big teams and stuff like that. So who knows what's going to happen? I just hope that they played against the United States for the qualifying. Last time United States beat them.
Yep. Thanks to Alex Morgan.
Thanks to Alex Morgan. And I don't know whether I should like her or not, but I love her anyway.
Yep.
So
well.
But one of the things that we need to talk about right now is because the outdoor season is over. The indoor season beginning in a week or so.
Well, before we mention that, I want to mention some good news on the men's front. The probably could be the key match for the U.S. men's national team to qualify for the final round of World Cup qualifying is going to be playing Guatemala in Kansas City. The match is a full sellout, and certainly I think it's going to be a huge home field advantage for the United States. Before that, they're going to have to go down and play Antigua and members of Antigua Barracuda down in their home stadium, the cricket ground down there. So, you know, if the Rhinos beat Antigua 4-1, you would hope the national team can pull off a major win, but you know Antigua's playing at home.
Yep.
That comes up in mid-October, and you got to have Be In Sport to watch that. They have the away games.
I don't have it.
Well, I have it.
I got to come over.
You have to come over to my house and watch it. So that's going to be coming up, and then of course the ESP. One of the ESPNs will have that national team game against Guatemala. So we mentioned about the indoors. The Lancers start up very soon, about 6 weeks or so. That's why we have Soccer Sam on to talk about that and. A lot of interesting things going on with the MISL.
I'm excited because I miss already going to the game, so I'm looking forward.
That's the thing. We're spoiled now. We've got games all season here that we can go see live. I mean, it's not the same watching it on TV as it is going live. That's why you go to matches.
And, you know, on a note about the Rhinos, I just would like to say all the people that are waiting in the wings, buy your season tickets because that's for next year because they got it on sale right now. They're up. All you got to do is just 4-5-4 kick and secure your seat for next year. The team's going to improve for sure. And, you know, so you'll be there.
That's right. And Lancer season tickets, you can get those by calling 872-KICK. Flash season tickets, that's still a bit of ways. And obviously they have to work out what's going on with the women's pro league they're going to play in and all of that. So that's still up in the air, but we'll get more information on that as we go through the next few weeks here on our show. So, but we're going to take our first break now. We're going to bring in Dick Howe. We're going to get all the latest news, some big news out of England today, a big retirement from English international play. And we're going to talk about that and all the latest news going on around the world of soccer next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2012 WPSL Elite Champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all of their fans at Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to an unprecedented third straight women's soccer title this year. Be sure to visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com during the offseason for the latest news on the team and information about season tickets for 2013. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers play their first home match Saturday, November 10th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Chicago Soul starting at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting RochesterLancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Purchase two Lancers premium season tickets in September and receive free pizza for a year from Salvatore's. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
International Report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, located at Northfield Common in the town of Pittsford, or the village of Pittsford, actually. Number to call is 248-2650, and the email or the website is topnotchmonogramming.com. Lancers season just around the corner. You can get all your Rochester Lancers gear at Top Notch Monogramming. And, of course, winter sports season just around the corner. All your teams, go to Top Notch Monogramming to get your bags, your uniforms, your towels, etc., monogrammed and embroidered. Top Notch Monogramming. Go visit Tony and Michelle and tell them that you heard it on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Dick, how you doing tonight?
Not too bad at all, Andrew. How about yourself?
Oh, it's good to be back. I heard there was a bit of a traffic
back.
Snarl.
Nice to hear your voice again.
Yeah, I heard there was a bit of a traffic snarl in Toronto.
Yeah, it's becoming one giant parking lot, actually, as I'm sure some of your listeners who've been up to Toronto will testify to. A lot of construction, and it can affect getting from point A to point B. But anyway, never mind. We've got a lot of soccer to talk about. That's the main thing.
Yes, we do. And I teased before the break the big news that came out of England today, that a surprising announcement that John Terry has retired from international football, the former captain of the English national team, of course, the current captain of Chelsea. And he may know bones about it. This had to do with the FA continuing the investigation of what happened between himself and QPR's Anton Ferdinand last year, which he'd already been acquitted of in the courts. FA continued to press the issue, and basically John said he's had enough.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah, well, not surprising when you look at all the things that have happened, and I certainly think that a decision by John Terry with regards to, you know, not continuing in the England colours is best one in all respects at the present time.
It certainly, you know, it's, and I was thinking about this, and, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, you know, this and that, I'm sure you know, but with your affiliation with FIFA, Dick, that political correctness run amok. I mean, if you think about what happened when you played, Dick, some of the things that were said on the field, which you don't have to repeat, but there was the game was played and you got on with it.
He was on goal. He didn't do
that's right. He was not you were by yourself all the time. We never heard anything.
Yeah.
But you know, you think
and
about
he was a gentleman besides that.
You know, think about this. John Terry had to go through all this in the courts. He could have gone to prison. Literally gone to prison for something he said. Now,
when a player... there's always the trash talkers in all sports, let's face it. And John Terry, unfortunately, you know, with regards to the way it was reported and everything that emanated from that, and of course his profile with regards to the English national team, then all these things come into it. But the newspapers have a lot to say with regards to matters of this nature, and unfortunately, you know, there was a lot of publicity given to it, and as Joe said in the past, lots of things were said that really were forgotten at the end of the game.
No, John would have been, again, he could have gone to prison for this. What would have happened, say, that, you know, John Terry went in on Ferdinand with a two-footed tackle that broke his leg in three places and ended his career? He wouldn't have gone to prison. He would have maybe been banned for X number of games, maybe a season. But he would have been his punishment would be greater because of a word or two that he said. And that's all you need to know.
Yeah, it was going to all proportion. There is certainly in the game, and FIFA have been adamant with regards to this, you know, to kick out racism and anything like that, homophobic comments. There's no place for it on football stadium or in the game, and certainly, you know, that aspect we're all aware of at the present time. But it's disappointing because John Terry, he's been a very good servant, obviously, for Chelsea Football Club and for England over the years. I've not always been a great admirer of him, but I thought that the Terry-Ferdinand combination for England served its purpose and resulted in some good results, and it's also interesting to see that Roy Hodgson is disappointed with the retirement announcement from John Terry.
One of the problems that I see, Dick, is that today's stars, you know, are always in the eye of the press, in the eye of everybody, and as soon as you make one little mistake, everybody capitalizes on it, and they can destroy you. You know, that's part of being in the limelight, I guess.
It is, you know, when we look at players being role models, but certainly with the game today, and I was reading with interest that referee Mark Halsey, of course, was doing in the middle for the big match of the weekend. Liverpool and Manchester United has had insulting tweets directed at him, and has put in a complaint to the police about some of these tweets. You know, he sent off a Liverpool Football Club player and also gave a penalty to Manchester United.
Well, I was going to get to that. You know, you talk about people being under the microscope. I mean, I know, Dick, even though you're in Canada, I'm sure you're following what's going on in the National Football League with the replacement referees and all the mistakes they're making. I have to say to all you NFL fans, now you know what we go through every single year, because it happens all the time across the world with referees. But Steven Gerrard really came out pretty strongly. Of course, the captain of Liverpool and a captain of England as well, and he was not happy with what was going on. And you know, people were reading some of the comments that were saying, you know, this is only supposed to happen at Old Trafford, where Manchester United gets all the calls, not in away stadiums. And this was a big day for Liverpool.
Chelsea fan there.
Yeah, of course, but this is a big day for Liverpool. I mean, their fans have been acquitted of any wrongdoing in the Hillsborough disaster, which I watched live, by the way, and that was a terrible tragedy. And I think the Liverpool fans were so into this game, and they went ahead in this match, even though they were a man down. Gerrard put him ahead. And then, you know, things,
the tackle, I don't question that at all. It should have been a straight red. You know, the ferocity, he went through one tackle, and then he jumped and you know, with the counter and the second tackle. So there should be no complaints with regards to sending off John Joe Shelby for that. The penalty kick, well, the player got into the box, he was about to shoot, he was clipped, and the defender got on the wrong side of the attacking player and suffered the consequences. And I have no qualms with the two decisions that were made. I thought that they're always difficult. We have the benefit, and we've said this time and time again, of many cameras, slow motion. But from where he was sent, it looked as though there was contact on the Manchester United player, and the penalty kick was awarded.
But you know what, Dick? You know, the thing that I don't understand this is what possess a player. You know, those guys, they know that they all earn their living playing. They're not that they're weekend players, they got other jobs. That's the trade, that's what they do. And if they put him out of commission, you know, what would anybody want to be maliciously injure some, you know, a player from another team?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I just don't understand that.
No, it amazes me, as you say, the ferocity of some of the tackles. And again, you mentioned about the NFL with regards to the officiating. You look at the situation in recent months where players were given sort of bounties for injuring opposing players. And, you know, there's no place in professional sports, unless it's UFC probably, for, you know, wanting to injure an opponent, and say the challenge by Shelby was part of that, and there could be no complaints with regards to that. And I've seen comments by the Liverpool manager with regards to that.
Absolutely.
You know, the referee has to make a decision, and the top referees make the fewest mistakes. And say it was certainly one that was controversial because it was the winning goal, but I hate to see this situation with regards to the accusations, you know, and the tweeting and the comments that have been made on the social media.
Certainly a different world than it was when you played, Dick, and Joe, when you were training with the Lancers.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, there's far more publicity, isn't there? Every game is under the microscope, and the match officials as well as the players. And this is the nature of the beast in the present time, you know, with the way professional sports are viewed.
That's right. And who even knew the names of referees back in the 70s? I mean, I remember, you know, the name Jack Taylor, the guy who refereed the 74 World Cup final and called the penalty in the first minute on Cruyff, and Germany ends up winning
Jack
the game.
Jack Taylor, yeah, English referee. A good referee as well.
Of course, I think it all changed when Colina came aboard, because he was such a recognizable figure, and he was the best referee in the world, and maybe the best of all time. And, you know, when you have that look and that kind of respect given to you, I mean, he was in commercials. He was in the Adidas commercials for the World Cup.
An outstanding official, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk a little bit about French football now, because all the Italian players there were Paris Saint-Germain. And what do you think of that? I mean, what a team they got.
Yeah, Paris Saint-Germain, they've certainly opened the coffers, haven't they, in paying, you know, Ibra and company a lot of money. But if it results in them getting, you know, into the knockout stages, maybe the quarters, semis, or the final of the Champions League, then it'll be well worth it. And they started off well, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Oh, definitely.
Big victory there. And, of course, the two marquee matchups. That we talked about Chelsea Juventus. It was a great, great match and a deserved 2-2 tie. But
did you have a bet with your colleague?
No, I like both teams. It was hard for me. So we agreed that I would root for Chelsea when they played at home, and I would root for Juventus when they play in Turin later. But about that Manchester City Real match, I mean, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Fantastic.
And Messi, too. Both of them pulled their teams out of losing situations and got them victories.
Yeah, it was a fabulous game, wasn't it?
Yeah, but Cristiano Ronaldo really... You know, they shot that he took the defender that ducked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know what possessed him to duck because the ball bounced on the ground and went in. I mean, it was a
very difficult ball for Joe Hart to deal with, wasn't it? Because of that situation, yeah.
And I felt really bad for him because, you know, the defender. I don't understand why the defender ducked because he could have headed the ball. And Joe Hart that. He thought that's what was going to happen, mm-hmm. So he was in the far corner, he was not at the far corner to protect the ball. So you know, I felt like we got cheated.
Certainly,
a game of great drama, and if we're going to have games of that nature in the Champions League, we're in for a treat, aren't we, this season?
Right. And what about Barcelona? I tell you, that would have been maybe the shock of all shocks with Spartak Moscow had them on the ropes. But when you have a player like Lionel Messi, who can literally take a game over by himself, and that's what he did, scoring the two goals that gave them the victory.
Yeah, it was quite remarkable, wasn't it, when you look at that turnaround. And that's the great thing, I think, guys, that you're getting a lot of parity now in with regards to the Champions League. That, yeah, the big boys we know will be in contention, but some of the smaller countries and the representatives at the club level are certainly making their presence felt, which I think is great for the competition.
Soccer is coming up in the countries that we never thought there would be. I mean, you know, if you look at the longevity of those countries, 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. They have advanced a lot because now, you know, they give the big clubs a run for their money.
Yeah, and what's happening, I think, Joe, is that a lot of players that have left that country to play for other clubs in Europe and play in leagues that are paying significantly more than in the domestic league, they're coming back and playing in international competition for the country, and that's also resulting in... a lot better competition. So I think it's great that you've got this happening because certainly it's making for a very good competition. It's hard to pick who will be there. You know the big boys will be there at the end, but there'll be one or two that nobody will pick. And getting back to PSG, certainly they could be, well, in contention at the end of it all.
That's right. Look, we have to get going real quick, but of course tomorrow Toronto has a huge, huge match in the CONCACAF Champions League, a must-win situation against Agia, and they'll be on Fox Soccer channels kicking off at 10 o'clock. What do you think, Dick? What do you think the Reds can come with?
Well,
up with a victory?
They're in such a slump at the moment, you know, they with the defeat in Los Angeles at the weekend. They're certainly lacking a lot of confidence. Normally, they would get the maximum points from a game of this nature, but they're so lacking in confidence at the moment, it wouldn't surprise me if they lost, because certainly Santos Laguna are going to be the team that will advance out of this particular group, but they just need a win, and we haven't had one for quite a few months in respect of MLS, and if they can get it in Champions League, that will help their confidence, but... No, it's been a long season for Toronto FC, that's for sure.
That's right.
Before whether you go, Dick, it goes what I said. I need to talk about my team, Quagliarella scoring 2 goals, mm-hmm. Juventus at the top of the league, and everybody's chasing them. So, you know, some great...
Well, you're happy, Joe, and I'm happy, because Everton had a great result at the weekend at Swansea, and Chelsea sneaked by Stoke, so we're all pretty smug at the moment. And
sneaked by? Come on, Dick. They were in total control that match. Ashley
Cole.
Were.
Begovic was brilliant, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. It was an excellent match, and Stoke accounted themselves well. But it's going to be a lot more difficult on Saturday. They go to the Emirates against Arsenal. What a match that's going to be. And then Spurs play Manchester United. It's going to be a big, big weekend of English soccer. And Juventus plays tomorrow in a, for some strange reason, not sure why, but
I don't know either.
That they play Fiorentina tomorrow, and then they have Roma on Saturday. So
I tell you, Roma Juventus is going to be the match to watch.
Good rivalry.
Definitely. Well, Dick, thanks so much for being with us as always, and we will talk to you again next week.
Always a pleasure, guys. Take care. Bye for now.
Bye-bye, Dick. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, live from Toronto. When we come back, we will be joined by the president of the United Soccer League's Tim Holt on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, right here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. Was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
WYSL. You're listening to the new home of Salem Network News, 92.1 FM, 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer. The Lancers play their first home match Saturday, November 10th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Chicago Soul at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting rochesterlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Golden season tickets, every home match, every season for life, are just $500, which includes parking. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800. Or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2012 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 17 years. Rhinos season tickets for next year are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK. Check out the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2012. 2013.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Thank you to our substitute crack engineer, Joe Lasky, as Bob D'Angelo is on vacation this week. This is Andrew Battisti here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass with the legendary Joe Redcard Sirianni, who has seen and done it all in soccer, except score a goal, probably.
Exactly.
That's about the only thing you haven't done.
Yeah.
But we're very happy to be joined now by a great friend to our show. It's been a while since we've had him on, but I figure it's a good time to get him on to talk about the USL and what's going on outdoors and indoors. But the president of the USL, Tim Holt. Tim's appearance brought to you by chiropractic Dr. Frank Grayson of Brighton. Number to call is 271-6080 to make an appointment, or go to his website at graysonchiro.com. Tim, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Doing great, guys. Pleasure to be back on the show.
Thanks a lot. Where are you right now? You down in Florida?
I am. I'm in Tampa, Florida, believe it or not, on a soccer field. So that tends to be the case. So yeah, it's,
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, we're sort of breaking through the summer humidity, and it's a great time of year down here in Florida.
Yeah, definitely. So we're looking back at the past year in the USL with the Pro League, the Amateur League, the PDL, and of course the W League. It's been a great season, and I guess one of the highlights certainly was, you know, three of the USL Pro teams made the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open Cup, and the Charlotte Eagles knocked out the NASL regular season champion San Antonio during the Open Cup. So it was the only direct matchup between the two leagues, and the USL came out on top. So I'm sure you're very happy about that.
Yeah, we were happy about that. We were happy about the performance of our teams overall, both in USL Pro and the PDL. Anytime our teams win in the Open Cup against teams from any level, it's never a surprise to us. You know, going back to the Rhinos being the first non-MLS team to win the Open Cup, and the only one still to date in 1999. The USL, both in the Pro Division, the PDL Division, has had tremendous success. This was another year of that. The format of the tournament was a bit different, and from our perspective, improved. It was a little bit more open. You know, the rounds just came fast and furious during the beginning of the summer. I think it made for a great spectacle, and we thought that the Open Cup made a great step forward. And, you know, as always, we take tremendous pride in the achievements of our teams against teams from all other levels of soccer. It's a great event. It's a great competition.
Hey, Tim, Joe Sirianni here. It's very nice to have you back on the show. I mean, we talked many times about soccer in the United States, and so being who I am, I just like to pose you this question. You being the president now, as the league or everything the soccer is doing, living up to your expectation, What new team we're gonna have, and what new team's gonna exit? Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, thanks for your question, Joe. And obviously, you've been around this game for a long time and have seen a lot of different changes. We do feel like things are headed in the right direction at all levels of the sport. You know, specifically speaking on the men's side, we're seeing so much development of players and new markets, and it really feels like, you know, the game and the sport's at a tipping point in terms of fan interest and. And there's just a lot of success stories in Major League Soccer all the way through, you know, the PDL and then down into the youth level. So we're happy. We're happy with where we are in terms of our positioning. We're the only soccer organization in the country that has everything from men's professional, both outdoor and indoor, the MISL, the USL Pro, down through the PDL, which is a destination league for, you know, future professionals in this country, through the Super 20 and into the Super Y League. So we play an important role in all that, as do a number of other different organizations. As far as what to project ahead for this upcoming season, you know, we've announced an expansion franchise for USL Pro in the Phoenix, Arizona market, which we're particularly excited about. There's another one that we announced last year in Tampa, Florida, in our home base here, that will start in 2013 as well, with some imminent announcements regarding their playing venue and other details. So we look to be adding two teams, and at this point we don't have any expectation that there'll be any subtraction from teams in the USL Pro Division. So we're excited about, you know, a year where we continue to add teams and strengthen the ones that we have, both in terms of their performance off the field, their bottom line performance, as well as their relevance in the community. And we've got some great teams that have been around, you know, 20 years or more, 15 to 20 years. And just really like where USL Pro is heading, and the interest in the league continues to grow and grow since we did the restructuring 2 years ago.
Another key question that I want to ask you, another question is that is, we heard these rumors that there is the working in process for get something affiliated with the MLS. Can you elaborate on that?
So, I mean, the first thing I would say is that I think the sport in this country in the professional level needs more collaboration between the leagues. I think it's a pretty obvious statement. Everybody's sort of doing their own thing. So anything that happens in which different levels of soccer in this country, professional and non-professional, all the way down to the youth, are collaborating together, I think that's good for the game. We've continued to have a meaningful dialogue with Major League Soccer, you know, dating back a couple of years about, you know, what we could do potentially with our professional league and potentially our PDL to play a role in the player development initiatives that they have ongoing. So, you know, Major League Soccer is obviously in a much different and advanced place than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, certainly. And so are we in terms of the development of our entire system of leagues. So I'm not here breaking any news or making any announcements, only to say that we continue to, you know, really seriously explore that. And if there's an opportunity for us to collaborate either on a affiliation basis or an intercompetition basis, then we're very open to those ideas as long as they work for the league and the individual ownership groups in the league that we have.
Here with Tim Holt, the president of the United Soccer Leagues. And, Tim, a couple things I wanted to ask you. I know one of the things that our good friend Pat Erkely has mentioned to me a number of times is the USL Nation coverage, which is tremendous for the fans of the USL Pro League, that they get to watch their teams when they play on the road. I know I certainly took advantage of that in our show prep and watching Orlando City when I called their match on USL Nation earlier this year. But there were some cities that did not have the capability or the equipment or whatever to broadcast the live feeds. And we're wondering if that's going to be made a requirement going forward to next year, so every team will have to put their games on, live on the Internet for video or audio at least.
Yeah, any frustration, I didn't hear Pat's comments or specifically, but any frustrations he would have are justified. Rochester was sort of the standard bearer in the league in terms of putting together a professional coverage for our online games, and you know they made an investment in that, and they were committed to making sure it was quality with good footage. And you know, really, it's not good enough for us to just have some of the games on and not other games. So it will be across the board that all teams will produce their home games next year for live streaming via USL Nation. I think the enhancements to USL Nation from previous years were good. You know, we don't guarantee that that's going to be the same type of coverage you may see in the NBC Sports Network or ESPN, but I think it's important that all of our fans have access to our games both on a live and archived basis through the league's branded portal. So, yes, that will be compulsory for all teams to produce those games, and those games, barring any technological difficulties on a given day, will be available to all fans.
Great. That's good to hear, Tim. And the other question I have before, I know we got to get Soccer Sam on to talk about the Lancers, but women's soccer, it's certainly going through a transition now at the league level in the United States and Canada as well, potentially. And, of course, we have the W League. The Rochester Ravens have been a member of the W League for many years now. Where do you see the W League fitting in, or the USL fitting into a potential new top flight women's professional league in the United States?
Well, before I answer the women's question, if I just would say about Soccer Sam and what the Rochester Lancers are doing through the Major Indoor Soccer League, we've just been so impressed with their approach to this, how they've put on games and events, the sort of the unique creative, you know, marketing approach, and they've really done a fantastic job. We look for them to build on that both on and off the field in 2012-13 season. So I would encourage anyone that hasn't been to an indoor soccer game in Rochester to check out the Lancers this year. As it relates to the women's game, you know, it's at an interesting crossroads. All the success of the women's national team, but yet we don't have a professional women's league domestically to speak of at this point in time. There's been two failed efforts to do that. One could say that there hasn't been the proper business model identified yet. During that same period, we've operated the W League, which de facto has been the highest level of women's soccer in the country, but it's not designed to fill the void of being a pro league. It's designed to be the top developmental league for women's soccer in the country, and it will continue to do that with great, you know, franchises like the Rochester Ravens and great operators like Dougie Miller doing it in markets around the country. The issue of professional women's soccer is a different one and probably has to be solved on a couple of different fronts, including with, you know, some direct federation involvement. We've been involved in discussions that the federation has sort of led to explore the feasibility of a professional women's soccer league, you know, for the future. But, you know, at this point it'd be premature to say, you know, if we'd be involved or how we'd be involved or what role we may play. We support any initiative to ensure there continues to be a domestic professional women's league in the United States. And, again, our infrastructure from the W League down to Super 20 and Super Y League supports that, whether we're involved with that or not. And we certainly like to see that continue. I think it's good for the players and it's good for the sport.
Tim, you always have the right answers, I tell you. I'm always impressed with you, and you've done such a great job with the USL for many, many years now. And we appreciate always you coming on the show. And if anything breaks with the USL, whether it be MISL related or outdoor related, we'll definitely get you back on the show again soon to talk about that. But again, thanks for being with us. Really appreciate it, and we will talk to you again real soon. Have fun down in Florida.
My pleasure, Ed. Thanks for everything you guys do to promote the game.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Tim. Tim Holt here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And as we mentioned, we're coming back with Soccer Sam, the majority owner of the Rochester Lancers. Mr. Fantuzzo himself will be on next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni, inaugural member of the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame. And speaking of the Lancers, we have the man himself, the majority owner of the Lancers to talk about what's coming up in just a matter of weeks with the Lancers starting their second season in the MASL. We're very happy with us, Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. Sam's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. The home opener is November 10th at the Blue Cross Arena against the expansion Chicago Soul. Call 872-TICK-KICK, 872-5425 for your season tickets and any tickets to any match this season for the Rochester Lancers. Good evening, Sam. How you doing?
Thank you for having me, Andrew and Joe. I'm doing great. Thank you.
I know if you heard what Tim Holt had to say about you, he gave you all the accolades and praise for you and what the Lancers staff have did last year and what you guys are planning for this year. And coming from Tim, that's the highest compliment.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Unfortunately, I was on the road, unable to listen. But thank you to Tim, and thanks again for having us and all your support of the Lancers all year long.
But Sam, welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. It's always an honor to have you. And, you know, people that they don't know Sam Fantuzzo, they should know Soccer Sam, because you do you have done so much for the sport, and you're doing something for every day for the sport. So my congratulations to you, and my sincere thank you, because without you, you know, soccer would not be what it is. So my compliment to you.
Thanks, Joe.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, the Lancers 2013.
Well, I mean, you know, I think I've said this for years, is that, you know, it's about the players, and my goal is to try to bring back as many players as possible and add a couple spots that I think we needed some help in. We're really close to bringing back the majority of last year's team, I think, and I hope. And we're hoping to have an announcement early next week. Maybe next week here on the show you'll know who's coming back. We should have all the contracts in by the end of maybe tomorrow of all the players we're trying to get back.
That's great news, Sam. I know that that's one of your priorities, to bring back as many players as possible from last year, so the fans get to know them and all the personalities. And it's going to be an exciting year with the new Chicago team and playing in the Windy City, one of the biggest markets in the world, not just the United States. And Chicago has a great tradition of indoor soccer, so I know that having them for the home opener, and also they'll be playing the day before Thanksgiving here in Rochester, so good chance to get to see this new team and what they're made of.
Yeah, I hear a lot of great things about the ownership group and their coach, so hopefully they'll be an exciting team to watch. I think, you know, our fan base wants to see exciting soccer, wants to see a lot of goals and celebrations. And Andrew, you and I have talked about this before. I mean, we go back to when we were kids with the Lancers, and I think everyone remembers the celebration more than they do the goal. So we're going to make sure that our players entertain and score a lot of goals and make a lot of great celebrations.
Absolutely, and it's a lot of, you know, indoor soccer is not the same as outdoor soccer. They're two completely different sports. They have the same basis in the skill levels, but even then there's different skills that are required. A great indoor player may not be a great outdoor player, and vice versa. So it's great family entertainment. It's a lot of fun, and I'm glad we're part of that. And of course, Joe being a part of the Wall of Fame and the history with the Lancers, I know that this year, the 17th, hopefully, I think that's the planned date, is, and of course we're playing our favorite team, the Baltimore Blast, who we certainly had a lot of very intense matchups against last year, that maybe hopefully that's the day we'll be announcing some new members to the Wall of Fame.
We definitely will, Andrew. You and Joe obviously are a big part of the committee, and Michael Lewis is helping, and I hope you guys pick the great group of guys to be, you know, not only players, but, you know, people that were involved with the club to be part of that on the 17th, and it's kind of cool where Pat Erkley is a member of the Baltimore Blast Hall of Fame. He's also a member of our Hall of Fame, so hopefully Pat will be there too, and we'll celebrate with the next group of inductees.
That'd be great. And Sam, again, we'll mention again, the home opener is the 10th against the Chicago Soul. The first game of the season is on the 3rd against Syracuse in Syracuse. So definitely get that road trip ready. Get your cars ready to go to Syracuse. We had a big contingent out there for the Lancers. They lost the home opener last year, or the road opener to Syracuse at the last kick of the game practically, so we want to get revenge on Tommy Tanner's Silver Knights. But Sam, thanks for being with us as always, and we'll talk to you again real soon to get more information when the Lancers make some big announcements next
week. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Sam. Bye-bye. Soccer Sam Fantuzzo here on Soccer's Kick in the Grass. Again, the Lancers home opener is November 10th against Chicago at the Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK to get your tickets for indoor soccer, the best soccer, indoor soccer in the United States, the major indoor soccer league under the USL, who's headed by our other guest tonight, Tim Holt. And how's that, Joe? That's
very good.
Good segue.
Very good.
I want to thank, of course, Joe Lasky down at WYSL filling in for Bob D'Angelo, doing a great job for us. Thank you, Joe.
And he's in Tampa, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. He's in Tampa, Orlando down there. So Bob will be back next week with us. Also, I thank Joe, of course, and Sam Mongeau. We hope he'll be back with us next week as well. And Dick Howard for all his insights up on international soccer up in Toronto. So we'll be with us again next week here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM, 6:30 PM to 7:30 every Monday night here on the radio and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe, this is Andrew Battisti. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salem's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.